Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
And submit your shows.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaviralo out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Bee Baseball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it is 7:06 Central Time in Arkansas, 8:06 here in Tampa. Where Radio Row has picked up, the energy and the bodies have started rolling in. I just saw three players. I didn't see who they were from. Did you see where they're from, Trey? I can't. One of them was a big young man.
I want to say Missouri. Okay. Like a pin, but I could be.
Probably the All-American tackle from Missouri, I would think.
He was a specimen.
I just said hello to Eli Drinkwitz. He saw me, said, looks like you've got a Lake Hamilton tan.
Really?
Only he would know that. So Peter, say hello to Peter Burns and Dory down there.
Eli's a, you know, Alma guy.
Yeah.
Arkansas Tech guy.
Not far from your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
He's an Airedale.
Pointers back in the day. Yeah. For that. Yeah. In Pointer country.
I'm telling you, you know, that's when, by the way, we have Chris Kane. We'll get to it in just a sec. That's one of the bigger surprises here. Yeah. I thought that if you'd have told me, hey, you're going to be 2-8 in the last 10 years against Missouri.
Yeah.
I'd have been willing to bet a lot of money. You know, we haven't been able to beat Missouri. We haven't been able to beat A&M. I mean, it's been dreadful.
Nice trophy you produced.
I know. Yeah. Don't see it.
Can't remember what they look like.
If you just joined the show, what a star-studded lineup we have. Roger is holding down the fort with Christian back in the studio. I'm here with Double R, the legendary broadcaster, Trey Schaap, who does magic throughout the week this week and getting sound and posting different things. And then Bill Vickery, special edition. This is his it's just your other home.
Home away from home.
Home away from home down here in Tampa, this area. You're actually in St. Petersburg, so all hanging out on one show today. Mm-hmm. One show. How about that? Oh, yeah. Trey's going to show the canal behind us. Roger, I don't know if you and Chris can see it. It looks like something off of Gilligan's Island. I mean, you look at there, it's just absolutely gorgeous. I don't know if your boat's down there or not, Bill.
It's not there, that's Harbor Island. That's a man-made island that's a lot of clubs, and you can see condominiums.
We're going to Ybor City.
You know, yesterday, listening to your show, Bill, was it your show or when was it that you said that back there, that channel is where when Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl?
That inland, so the parade didn't happen overland. It happened on the inland waterways here that David's describing. We're near the area where Brady threw the Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah, I love the way the canals are used in downtown Tampa and the high rises around it. You've got the wall, all the canal. Yeah. I mean, beautiful area.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
I do want to thank Smart Butte GMC for sponsoring Bill. We'll get his open at 7:30. Mm-hmm. Let's go. I think we have Chris Kane Minnesota. Welcome him then, Roger Dodge.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock. And get out on the water.
Somewhere in the state of Minnesota, we go to Chris Kane. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. 30 minutes from the border of Canada, gentlemen, from 63-degree Grand Marais, Minnesota. That's where I'm coming to you live from this morning.
And why are you there, Chris?
So this is my in-laws used to travel here for vacation. My father-in-law's from Ohio. So instead of going to the beach like we all grew up doing in the South, they all grew up north of the line up here going to the Great Lakes. So my wife and her family took this trip many times growing up. And in-laws wanted to come here this year, so we made the trek, 15-hour drive.
Wow, I was going to say, why didn't you fly? You just wanted to have a car up there? That's a long haul.
Yeah, it is a long haul, but I like driving. I like driving back home.
I like driving, too. Don't let him shame you, Christopher. I like driving, too. You can pack an ice chest. You can take your Topo Chico. You got your family. You can stop over and get you some sandwiches.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Thank you, Raj. Thank you, Steve. We're all about the drive, and it's all interstate up here, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, listen, I have nothing. That's a long haul. Ooh. That's a long haul, 15 hours. But I was going to say, you know, Chris has a connection to Florida, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Roger, you know that. He went to school in Central Florida and spent a lot of your youth in Florida, right, Chris?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 11 years old is when we moved from Little Rock. My stepdad worked in medical sales, got transferred down there. And, you know, this, I think people know the story now. Met Baz at the, you know, the ESPN Awards over there, thanks to the Rotary Club, that they are, sponsored. They were the sponsor of the Burroughs Awards. So met you down there in Orlando. So it was meant to be.
So what happened, Bill, is Karen Fetcher said, I've got a young man I want you to meet. And it was during the taping of the ESPN Home Depot Award Show.
Right.
He comes in. He's a junior at sophomore or junior at the time at Central Florida.
Sophomore.
Chris. So I look at him immediately, hear him.
Right.
I said, "Let me tell you, five minutes here. You can do great national level stuff." And so I called Sully. I said, "Sully,
you need
to get this guy as an intern." That's what he did. Boom! He gets offered the job the minute he gets done with college, and the rest is history.
Was it like Chris? And David, that photo of Bill Clinton shaking hands with JFK, is that sort of moment there only for the Arkansas sports scene? You know, that's the equivalent.
That's funny.
Right?
That's great. Yes, it was.
Too kind of a reference.
Chris could go national, just like Sully.
Of course,
they could go to bigger markets, but he's chosen to stay. Chris, any thoughts on SEC Media Days? What we're doing down here? Ryan Silverfield will be on the show with us Thursday around what time you think he'll be on, Trey? 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock?
I believe it's probably around 9.
Yeah, we'll get a shot at him, and he actually will share the sort of the stage, big stage, around the same time as Kiffin. So Kiffin will suck the air out of him when he walks out of the room. It's going to be like
he's in the main room at 9:30.
Mine is, so we'll have him probably at 9 or so. Or I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, he'll be on the show earlier
before
that.
That's right. Yep. That's right. So, anyway, any thoughts, Chris, on SEC Media Days?
Well, you know, I think the SEC is at an interesting point because the Big Ten has won the last three national championships.
You bet.
You know, it's not just an anomaly anymore. Like, you know, you could get away with the first couple of, after so many that the league had won, you go, we'll give them a couple. And now it's becoming more of a trend, which, you know, is more troubling. But I think that for Ryan Silverfield in particular, what you want to do is you want to get in there and you want to show that, hey, you know, people say we're overlooked and that's fine. But, you know, we're going to show you on the field. Once play starts, no one's going to overlook us is what the confidence you have to carry at Media Days. And you don't want to go in there and with your head down, no one believes in us. You got to kind of own the room as best you can without trying to be, there's a fine line, right? You want to be confident, but not foolish. You want to go in with the right amount of swagger, but you haven't earned a lot yet. So you got to go in there and be just cool and confident and then let the play decide for itself how people are going to really judge you after this season. But I think that they can play the no one believes in this card internally as much as they want because you're going to see no one's going to believe in them this year at least. So they can play that in-house all they want.
Tom Murphy in the Democrat Gazette today was talking that the main thing he's got to do is come out of here without saying something that's, you know, nothing goofy.
Nothing.
No, you know, I know he's going to do his all in. I mean, I'm sure he's going to do that, but he doesn't. He just needs to be by the book. Get in here. Get out of here. Say some positive things.
That's right. We understand. Motivated.
That's right. Just move on. Don't try to. Don't feel like he's got pressure to perform here. You know?
In many ways, David and Chris, it is the perfect moment for Ryan Silverfield because, look, we're going to be picked to finish either next to last or last. And he's coming on right after Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
There could be a tsunami of media leave the main room.
That might be
David and myself and Tom Murphy and Wally and a couple of other people, and that's it.
That's probably what will happen. The other thing that I think is really obvious here, if you get one of these magazines, by the way, the Athlon Sports Magazine cover, Roger, I don't know if you've gotten any of these, but this one says one of the main headlines: Heading South. What's wrong with the SEC? So there is an image issue here for the last 3 years. And if you look through these magazines, a thing that stands out to you where there's a void here or something missing is Razorbacks have no players that are listed anywhere. Yeah. So the talent level that you see the three deep of all Americans, or you just you don't see the names. And that doesn't mean that these guys can't be developed and into better players, but you definitely don't see the heralded players anywhere. I mean, they're nowhere. Even Quincy Rhodes is not on the top three of this thing. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Well, you noted, David and Chris, you can appreciate this, Roger and Christian. We have a guy coming to media days as a representative for one of the three players. Never played a snap for the University of Arkansas.
I think that's a
has never played a down.
It's a good observation. But let me tell you, and I think that's a smart move on his part, because that kid knows Ryan Silver. He knows the program. He knows the expectations.
Yes.
He can speak to it better than anybody. These other guys have been with him for 3 months and 4 weeks of spring practice. But Seth Smith has actually played for him, so I think that's a. And Roger, you made the point. It says something. You're not inviting Braylon Russell. You're inviting the kid who has not played a down here. But but I think he's a good representation of what, you know, of Coach Silverfield. Yeah, Roger, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I played golf over the weekend with a few fellas and really playing. Unless they call and say something different, I played outstanding golf. But you know what? Yes. The one thing that one of the fellas had said to me was that they are really excited about this season. They're really pumped about this season, getting ready for football. And I think it has to do with we have new hope. No disrespect to Sam Pittman, if in fact that's what it comes across. But if he was still here, we wouldn't have that same excitement because
I think
it'd be another little thing. So I think it's the new of the new that is giving everybody hope, even though we're in last or turn it up to 11, if you will, in everybody's prediction.
Yeah, Chris, Chris is obviously one of the main players now with the Little Rock Touchdown Club. We'll get Silverfield right off the bat down there in Little Rock. We'll make the announcement, Chris, in 3 weeks. And so, you know, I think the talking time, he doesn't need to worry about trying to say anything right at this point, just to get out there and hope that. And another thing, Roger, I think one of the reasons why the group you're talking about is positive, because they've actually had interaction with Coach Silverfield. They like him. They like him. They like how he comes across. Everybody, Bill and Chris, that I've talked to, including Roger's friends, who we don't need to mention unless you just want to, Roger, everybody I've talked to that's been around him like him. I mean, and he's asked for money. He's asked all of them for money, which is the nature of what you do now. And so
they all know that now. They all
that's
know
right,
that
that's
going
right.
in. Anytime
that's right.
you get a call, it's like back in the day when you'd get a call from someone or one of your kids and you hadn't gotten one in a week or whatever, you go, oh, geez, what's happened now? You know, well, now you know that every time you get a call from one of these guys, unless somebody says, hey, I just want to say hello to you, it's about money, and they all know that. And it's going to take some money. But I think with this new coach, new everything, he's got nowhere to go but up.
You know, it's crazy. Talking about the SEC, that's what we're down here for. You know, if you look at the rankings now, just the Athlon, this is what's crazy. They've got Georgia picked to finish one, which is I want too. They got eight returning starters on defense. Yeah. They got a returning quarterback. Number two, they got Texas. Number three, they got Oklahoma. Number four, they got A&M. They don't even have LSU.
Yeah,
with all the money that give it, that all that they've got, they're fifth. They are in Ole Miss is sixth.
Yeah.
I mean that's what's so crazy about this league. And Roger, I didn't even realize it. That I don't know. Maybe I told Bill yesterday. Yeah, I did. I told Bill yesterday on his show. I didn't realize, I guess I just forgot it, that we don't play Ole Miss or Mississippi State. We don't play either Mississippi school, which probably goes
first time, a long
way. Yeah.
Maybe since we've been in the SEC.
I didn't realize that either, no.
Yeah, and of course, it's the 25th anniversary of the 7 overtime game. So, you've got that. So,
25
years. Yeah, 25
years.
How about that?
Who did we replace those Mississippi schools?
I think that's right. Is it 25?
Is it our permanent? 2000,
2001. Yeah, that's
permanent
right.
Permanent opponents or whatever? The Texas and who is our permanent opponents? He asked Roger
Texas
asked who we replaced Ole Miss and Memphis with.
It's Texas,
Ole Miss and Mississippi State. I'm sorry.
LSU, Texas, and Missouri. Those are three.
Missouri.
Yeah, those are the Missouri, Texas, and LSU.
Okay,
that's
an even trade out, isn't
it? Chris, I listen, really appreciate you sacrificing your morning.
Yep.
63 degrees.
Yes.
It's 60. You know what? It's a brilliant move by Chris Kane. You go somewhere, look chilly at night, a nice day.
I would be a bit surprised, you know, Bill, that Trader Bill's is the sponsor for Chris. But now he's probably going to be up there. He'll probably get a timber type a company up in the
ice fishing.
Yes.
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 I'm currently currently looking for additional sponsors for you guys up here. They've got Java Moose Coffee up here. It's just down the road.
Nice.
They've got World's Greatest Donuts. All this whole town is just full of little local shops. So you'll get a lot of new sponsors. Very, very organic advertising opportunities, I think, for them.
We haven't even mentioned, too, by the way, we've done the show now for an hour. We hadn't even mentioned the British Open, which was won by our guy from New Zealand,
yes.
Right? Ryan Fox.
Yeah.
And who hit a birdie on 18 to win.
Yeah.
Cameron Young was second. Sam Burns was third. And then Chris is a soccer guy. Spain, very impressive in getting the World Cup yesterday, winning the World Cup.
It felt like they were playing with 12 guys the whole time. And then when they, you know, Argentina got the red card at the end, it almost sealed the deal. You just kind of knew, okay, I mean, it was a dominant performance. And, I mean, for Spain, too, to only give up one goal the entire tournament, setting a new record with that mark. They were destined to win this one. That was an all-time great team.
And you saw, Bill, where Mbappe wins the golden boot.
Is the E silent, or do you pronounce the E? Is it
I just like Mbappe. I like Mbappe. It's Mbappe. Speaking of Mbappe, Justin Akre, Chris, your buddy, your on-air partner from UCA, engaged over the weekend to Natalie. Yes.
So pumped, Dayton. Congrats to Justin and Natalie. They're awesome together. And, you know, Natalie sometimes travels with us on some of the trips Chelsea will come to. And, man, we just love her and super
she's
happy
great.
For them. Congrats to the AC family.
Yep.
I don't know of having been, all of us have been married before. I don't know. I get nervous thinking about dropping to a knee. I wonder if Akre did the old school where he gets down on the knee in the sand.
Right, traditional.
Yeah, I wonder if he did it that way.
Right.
Do you know the one time I asked the young lady, I was, you know what she said? She said no.
Check back with me.
She said no.
No?
And I, and
was
I looked
it a hard
at,
no,
I,
hard
she,
pass?
She goes, no. And I, and so I, and I mean, you're so exposed to, you've let it all out there. And she goes, oh, I'm kidding. No, no. I knew right then that you should never, you should have ran. You should have ran, young lady.
But the mariachi band came in right after that. And you were,
anyway, so happy for Justin and Natalie. So
congratulations.
That's, yes. And so I don't know what that means for you, Chris, in the box this year at UCA.
The married man.
Yes.
Yes.
I think you and Bill could do a whole Sunday buzz on your previous experiences. I think it would be one of the highest listened to programs of all times. Previous marriage, previous relationships. I think we need to set up a date for this and call it a, you know, relationship. How about Valentine's Day special? We'll call
Chris, nobody needs to walk down that memory lane. Let's just let it all go.
I will say this. I did hang out, and Roger, I don't know if you heard me and Bill talk about this yesterday on his show. Bill's a cigar smoker, and we went down, he had a cigar, and he didn't know that my dad was a Havatampa cigar salesman. That's what I grew up with cigar boxes around me and the smell of cigars. And
we're going over to Ybor City.
Ybor,
which is
not the donkey in
the Shrek. We're going to Ybor City, which is the birthplace of the cigar industry in America.
How about that?
Heavy Cuban influence.
Oh, that's awesome.
Chris, as you well know, so I'm going to take him over there. We're going to see if we can't get a couple of shots we could post. You do the Facebook Live.
Yes, how about
so
that?
Many people
20,000,
see that.
Almost up to 20,000 views, you and I,
I'm
on the
shocked.
On the pier over there, like 18,000.
Just amazing.
It's crazy.
The strength of that platform for you. But
we want to do some smoke. I've smoked. Jessica asked if I smoked a cigar, and I said, well, I did not. But I've tried to chew on it, puff a little bit. I guess the best I can do.
It was
so you didn't inhale. Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't do it. No, I didn't do anything yet. I want to be like Schwarzenegger. I just want to put it in my mouth and chew on it.
It's just in his ass.
All right, Chris. Hey, thank your fine sponsor, Trader Bill's, while you're up there on the Canadian border, please.
The only thing missing up here right now is a Godfrey pontoon from Trader Bill's right off Lake Superior, cruising the land of 10,000 lakes. But go see my friends. It's 100 degrees back home this week. Go see my friends in Little Rock and Hot Springs. Find the boat of your dreams. Get out on the water with Trader Bill's. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, CK. Appreciate it. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and we'll get your formal sponsor introduction.
Yes.
Greg Sankey coming up here at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we'll have Gene Chizik on the show with us. May get Pat Bradley as well. You know, this is his next SEC.
I was going to say, SEC. He knows a lot of these folks.
Peter Burns and Chris Doring.
A lot of these folks.
You know, a lot of these guys have spoken the touchdown club. Greg McElroy right down the road from us, and Peter Burns and Chris Doring and Paul Feinbaum will be here later today. Yes. All right, do not go away. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. Roger and Christian holding down the fort in Little Rock. Don't go away.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
This is SportsCenter.
Spain is your 2026 World Cup champion as they beat defending champs Argentina 1-0 in extra time. Ferran Torres had the game winner at the 106th minute. Spain dominated the entire match, holding possession for 65% of the game while getting 12 shots on goal. Argentina failed to muster a single shot on goal. Argentina goalkeeper Emi Martinez had 11 saves in the final. Spain's goalkeeper Unai Simón had 9 saves the entire World Cup. Spain allowed just one goal the entire tournament. This is their second World Cup win as they won in 2010. Next World Cup will be in 2030, of course. It'll be a joint host with Morocco, Portugal, and Spain. The tournament will open with Uruguay, Argentina, and Paraguay each hosting one game to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the World Cup. And SEC Football Media Days start today. Stay tuned to The Buzz for updates from Tampa. Thanks to First Security Bank, Kauffman by Design, Blackman Auctions, UAMS, Bet Saracen, and Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network. Catch The Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters, luxurypoolarkansas.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
And extreme heat warnings in effect for today and tomorrow here in Central Arkansas. This afternoon, our heat index values may reach 110. Our actual high temperature at 99 today with a mostly sunny sky and also a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm over in the afternoon hours. Tonight, looking for a mostly clear sky with a low only of 80. For The Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Paid depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at RedRiverDodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort. Coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days from Tampa, Florida is presented by First Security Bank and brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blockman Auctions, UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up. Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor, Bill Vickery. Presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
All right, it is 7:32 here in, 7:32 in Arkansas, 8:32 here in Tampa. Just saw the big boy, the big preseason All-American from Missouri, Caden Green. He is a big old boy. I am here with Trey Schaap, Double R, and Bill Vickery. Roger and Christian are holding down the fort. That young man from Missouri is a big old stud. You just had your open, Bill, and want to thank your fine sponsor, Smart Buick GMC.
Yes,
sponsoring you. Yes,
good folks.
Yes,
good folks.
Yeah, you're getting a whole 4 hour show of Bill Vickery and 2 hours yesterday, Roger.
Right.
6 hours of BV.
I'm sick of myself already. I will say, you know, it's funny. You walk around Radio Row, and as you just kind of move up and down, you hear snippets of every show. There's a guy doing a show in Florida.
Yeah.
They're criticizing South Carolina's non-conference schedule.
Sure.
Stats doing WHBQ out of Memphis Cole and McElroy here next to us.
That's right.
You know,
we talked about this. This is an interesting dynamic because we're always in our cocoon of Razorback talk, and then you get here and go, wow, everybody's doing this in their own state, in their own city.
Right.
And they're all talking about others, and they all are like us. You know, some are excited about it. Of course, we are so far on the other end of it now I mentioned yesterday, Roger, you can actually sort of feel. I sort of feel like, well, there's Basil. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Got another rough one. I actually sense that you come here enough and – you haven't been successful, but it is what it is. But it is a good Trey. You come here longer than me.
Yeah,
it's a fun fraternity of guys.
It is. And Baz and Bill, I was trying to think, you know, some of the top five moments of SEC football media days all time.
Yeah.
I would say number one is Philip Fulmer
not showing up because
he thought he would get subpoenaed, and he would have.
Yep.
Saban's dog getting loose in the hotel.
Yeah.
In Hoover.
Don't remember that.
At the Winfrey. That was before you started going there. I would say Ross Bjork showing up and AD showing up to the SEC football media days. It's never happened before. That was 21. That was when the scuttlebutt of Texas and OU coming into the league.
Right,
he was the AD at Texas A&M.
Right.
And he thought, I got to get to Hoover so I can get in front of some of the media and stuff and say, no, we are against this.
Yeah.
But now they're in the league.
Yeah, that's of course. Then we talked about you had the Johnny Manziels coming
Manziel
on the Heisman. He
coming in.
He won the Heisman.
Yes,
came back.
No doubt about that. And the Rolls Award Trophy showing up at SEC football.
I brought that a few times down here. Yeah, it's Laura Rutledge. We see people like her that have gone on to bigger stardom. You know, and then Marty and McGee, they're down here filming.
Yep.
Roger, we talked about yesterday, Bill. The car wash that, if you will, that everybody goes through, there's like eight different stops, I think.
I think what we're going to do later today is I'm going to put a mic on Bill. We're going to walk through the car wash.
It's, well, to that end, Trey, and you are, listen, they know what they're doing here. The marriage of the SEC and ESPN clearly has elevated a lot. So to your point, what you're saying is you've got a coach and his three players, and they show up for one day. So they're going to do seven shows while they're here. They're going to do their regular press conference that we all see where they stand up. But some before that, these players and coaches have been on other shows, or that might be in the middle. So they'll move them into the Marty McGee studio. They'll move them into the main ESPN studio. They'll move them into the SEC Network studio. They'll move them into, quote, electronic media availability. So while they're all, it's this round robin of moving around to all these different rooms. So when you kind of get spit out the car wash on the other end, as to David's point, you've done seven different shows or seven different availabilities.
Yep.
And you'll see that content over the next 10 days.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah,
sometimes even longer.
Yeah, stuff that Marty and McGee will do, because they do it with every head coach, and they do it with the players too. So it's a lot of content, and that's what you do. Of course, Feinbaum will be doing his show here today. I usually jump on with that usually. I don't think I'll be able to Thursday.
Oh, because I'll be gone. Town. What if Vickery can fill in for you?
Exactly.
Well, right, I'll talk to P-Fine.
I'll talk to P-Fine. That's exactly right. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Roger and Christian, I saw something last night off the topic of football. We have this Hawks Home movie review every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a movie last night on social media that I realized I have not seen. And because it's sort of related to what we do for a living, the one with Robin Williams and Good Morning Vietnam.
I've never seen Good Morning Vietnam.
I've not seen that.
How is that?
It's based on a true story, right?
Yes.
I have not seen that. And I'm not saying, Roger and Christian, that's what we have to do, but it hit me. Is that a good movie?
Very worthwhile. Very worthwhile movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's solid.
I mean,
it's solid.
Yeah.
Very worthwhile. Yeah. Good performance by Robin Williams, who plays a GI in Vietnam,
who's the radio host. Bruno Kirby is a perennial GM. Is he like a GM? Is he like pig vomit in?
He's the bad guy.
So he just has to play it.
The other thing, so that's one on my list. And last night in the VRBO, which good job, mm-hmm. Gemma.
Mm-hmm. Next to Club D's.
Next to Club D's. We watched Animal House.
I have not seen Animal House in a long time.
And first of all, I forgot about the nudity. The scene with John Belushi leaning against the sorority house. And wow. Not once, but twice they have the edgy scenes there.
Va, va, voom.
And then in the back seat outside the bar where can I dance with your date? You know, that great soundtrack.
Right.
But I forgot some of the funny, classic. You know, Belushi, the greatness of Belushi.
Made him.
I think, you know, Belushi's right here. Roger Scott, not too far below that.
Half a step, maybe, at most.
661-1037. A couple things here. Someone says here, Silverfield is well-spoken. Seems detail-oriented and hasn't embarrassed us yet. Wasn't the sexiest hire, maybe the hire we needed. You know, I don't think – I heard this group right next to us say they're going to have from Auburn.
Golish
on.
Yeah,
you think about all – remember we were going through this back in – January when he was hired?
Who's it going to be?
It was November. I can't remember when it was.
Yeah, it was right around Thanksgiving.
Just the madness of who we're going to get. Remember?
And Trey, you remember that, Trey?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, well, now, listen, Trey says – everybody loves him. Trey said nobody's bothered by what he did.
I didn't say that.
He was right. He was accurate in his report.
Well, it didn't turn out to be.
In the moment, it was.
But what's funny is that now this is the culmination of all those moving chairs.
Yep.
You know, and I tell you, the guy too that another guy we looked at that we passed on, the quarterback got a lot of buzz is the guy from North Texas that's at Oklahoma State. Yeah, that quarterback is an outstanding quarterback.
It's because Oklahoma State put the full court press on him. They said, look, we need to know by this time, this day, or we're moving on.
Yeah.
Someone says here, why does Ryan Silverfield look like Justin Moore's baby brother? did you see the – Roger, did you see what the guy – and he's right near us. Is some movie website, but he took the pictures of Silverfield, and it's at the tire – what was it? Customer service at the tire depot.
Yeah.
Pretty funny stuff. It was sort of a weird looking picture. I don't know what it is. It just
maybe a miss there by the sports.
I can see a little bit of a resemblance between him and Justin Moore. Let's see. I remember I said most regular Hog fans want the Fighting Razorbacks, but limited turnovers or flags. Do you, David? Do you remember? I do not remember, but that's his. that's the one thing he can control. It doesn't matter how, you know, how better the other team is. You can certainly work on penalties, pre-snap penalties, any kind of penalty, and turnovers. So, yes. Someone says here from the 501, I saw Bobby Joe over the weekend, and he said we're going 8-4.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Bobby Joe's weighed in.
Yeah, that is.
Bobby Joe's weighed
that's,
in.
Can we get your prediction, Bill? Or will you save that for later?
Thursday? That'll come start of the season.
Here's one that says, y'all need to give a shout-out to MacDill Air Force Base, especially the 6th SFS
right
down the road from Bass.
This is where CENTCOM is. This is that's just over on Davis Island. I mean, it's
look at you.
This literally is the command central for much of the armed services around the world, especially when they're deployed in forward areas. This heavy military presence, and love those people.
Well, secret. I mean,
hats off to them.
Yeah. Secretive place.
Well, of course, you know, then up on the panhandle, you've seen all the blue angels.
Maverick eyes. Oh, Maverick got a flyby.
You know,
there.
Most everybody got a kick out of that.
Yes.
However, you know, it did. You know, I saw a video of what the wind did. Just blew. The coolest shots are when they're coming at you're on the pier.
Yes.
And they're coming
you
at
see
you.
See it.
Yeah.
Negative Ghost Rider. The pattern's full.
That's right. That's right. I'm gonna tell you, when Bill said I'm gonna take you to one of the best restaurants in Tampa, I said, I'm in. So the Uber driver drops us off. I said, okay, it'll be, you know, 25 or 30 yards. And I looked and I said,
half mile.
Is that it down there? I said, I can't believe that anybody lent money or they were going to take a chance.
Yes.
It literally like a quarter of a mile.
It was.
I mean, it is a.
You filmed the whole Facebook Live.
Yeah, 15 minute walking. By the way, Trey Biddy just walked by. Trey Biddy.
Yep.
There he is.
There you go.
But yeah, we certainly got our steps in the other night. It was all
fun,
good though.
Fun night though. Fun in spite of all the adversity, lost luggage, elevators out, no air conditioning at the restaurant. It was still a fun night for David.
Do want to thank Roger too, our car sponsor, Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, for sponsoring all of our summer adventure. We've got a few things to go, Bill. We've got to go to Blytheville for the Dixie Pig, over 100 years old. We've done four restaurants in four different cities.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to Frank. And what's crazy, Trey, I flew in yesterday. I flew in Saturday. It was the same flight that Roger and Steve Qualls and I flew in for the NASCAR race.
From Little Rock to Atlanta.
Yeah, it's the exact same time. But we rented a car and went down to Jonesboro, Georgia. I tell you, we have been on the go, Bill, but that's what we
when do.
When
do you sleep?
Last night went to bed at 2:30, as you know, because of Club DV. Or Dims. No, not Dims.
Club Ramrod?
But no, I don't get much sleep. It's not real healthy. But then today, last night, Rod, John Daly calls me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd called Anna and said, Anna, aren't you guys in town this week? Mm-hmm. She goes, we are. I said, well, let's get together. So John calls last night. He said, I can't believe y'all are here. I said, where y'all at? And so Trey's already checked. We may get him a pass where he can jump on the show with us maybe tomorrow morning. That's his normal day.
Mm-hmm.
Or he hasn't met Silverfield. So I said, you can come up and see Silverfield Thursday morning.
Yeah.
So we may get a John Daly side.
Boy, there's not. I think there's some sort of court order about the three of us being in the same place.
Yeah, I was going to say, Daly in this room.
So I'm just going to tell you the power of John Daly.
If he walked down the thing, the
buzz would be, what's John Daly doing here?
What's he doing here?
And so anyway, of course, the other thing, Roger, we talked about, we had wanted to try to get down here to see Hulk Hogan.
Right.
He had a bar here, and we were going to do karaoke or whatever, and we didn't make it in time. Yeah. Let's take a break. We're getting closer and closer to meeting or hearing from Greg Sankey.
Mm-hmm.
You see my post on his songs, Raj?
I did.
Top 10 songs.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw
eclectic,
that, Bill.
Very eclectic.
Yeah. He's a big fan of the 70s and 80s music.
Yes, good stuff.
He had three songs from Huey Lewis, two from U2.
I appreciated his music. Yes.
I had somebody critical said, you know, you can't relate to kids if you like music from the 70s and 80s. No. Yeah, you can.
I want him to be the commissioner.
Well, he has to relate to kids, does he?
I don't need him, right? I don't need him to love 2 Chainz.
Yeah. Speaking of celebrities, Wednesday, Lionel Richie in concert next door.
Wow. Hello, 80s.
He's
the Fall and Break
D's.
A Hip Tour.
He's playing Club D's.
I don't think they're playing Club D's.
Oh, you said next door. I didn't know.
Well, from where we are now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Not the VRBO.
And Roger, Double R here. Double R is, he has gone full Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one piece of hair on his head. I mean, he is Michael Jordan. Right? I mean, he's got to be using some kind of special product for that head.
I lost 6 pounds when I cut off the hair off.
Right, Randy's never been thinner, but he looks great. Yeah, he looks absolutely fantastic. Yes. We'll take a break, come back. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. Again, congratulations to Justin Akery, our GM, and his fiancée, Natalie. I don't know any details if this will be done on the air. Maybe they'll get married on the air.
Like a Tiny Tim situation.
Listen, really. Can I tell you? We've had one before. There's one show.
You name him?
There's one show. Yeah, I sure can. Do you know that got married on our show? A very well-known, he's now passed, but a very well-known radio personality and newspaper personality. Roger, do you know?
I do.
Yeah, give Bill a hint.
I'll give you a hint. He couldn't see very well at night.
That's a great yes.
Pat Lynch got
married. I put the pressure on him. I said, because right. I'd known his girlfriend for a while, Marie.
Oh, yes.
And I said, listen, why don't you make this happen now? If we go down to the courthouse and we get the papers by the end of the show. So I think we did it right at the transition from our show to the next show. He got married.
Wow.
We had a preacher in and everything. Do you know that, Randy?
I did not.
Yeah, the great Pat Lynch. He was a unique, one-of-a-kind guy.
Absolutely.
A newspaper like within an inch of his eyes because he couldn't see.
Many battles on TV with Pat.
He held in the mornings.
We did a lot of back and forth.
Yeah, he helped build Little Rock Radio.
Oh yeah, he was a legend. Yeah, yeah, whether you liked him or not, he was very good. He's one of those guys that could just open up the mic. Bill does it, and could talk without anybody with him. They could carry on a conversation with themselves for 2 hours.
Right.
There's a gift. I can't do that. You know, it's and Pat could certainly do that. Legendary. Look at the double R.
Yep.
I'm amazed.
All right, do not go away. 7:47. Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
Clint Sterner here for Low T Center, y'all, and it's time to celebrate. This July is America's 250th birthday, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with their own 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the fellas out there who start testosterone therapy and stay on it for 90 days, they're going to put $250 back in your pocket, huh? I'm telling you, Low T Center, it's where you win. Our founding fathers recognized that to change our circumstances, we must be free. And 250 years later, you have that freedom. So if you're over 40 with low energy, low sex drive, and not feeling like yourself, you don't have to stay that way, man. Low T Center's where it's at. Come celebrate 250 years of America with a Low T Center 250 for 250 deal. Because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating, dang it. Offer ends July the 31st. Go to fixmylowt.com right now for that free T test. That's fixmylowt.com. Y'all get there, make it happen. Let's celebrate. Terms and conditions apply.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today. BR McGinty.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater, Holton, Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
The Motivate One Foundation presents A Night with Moses Moody featuring Stephen Curry Friday at the Statehouse Convention Center. Morning Mayhem and The Zone will broadcast on location Friday morning with a preview. That's A Night with Moses Moody featuring Steph Curry Friday at the Statehouse Convention Center, presented by the Motivate One Foundation.
This is Coach Roy Lee Peterball, Rooster Poot High School. Everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
All right, it is 8:52. We are moments away from the big room beginning.
Big room.
Bill's first time, Roger, going to the big room.
Right. Big room, play in the big room, Roger.
Nice,
big room.
I
should have secured you a seat in there.
I'm going to the back, like a good Southern Baptist. Yeah, I'm going to stand way in the back.
Give everybody else who's been covering it their seats up there first.
You know, growing up, David, you understand this. Similar back, you know, in church, I got in trouble because I wanted to stand in the back like my dad and the other men, you know, the other leaders of the church. They would step in the back and drink coffee instead of listening to the sermon.
Yes.
And I remember asking my mom, can I do that some Sunday morning? And then I got a spanking. And then my dad told me to shut up.
Yeah, I will say this. It is again, back to the Bill's. How about this setup over there? Look at A&M, Bill. I mean, they got four cameras.
Those are some sort of what's IMAX cameras over there that they have.
Roger,
look at this little video. I mean, that looks like some of the
setups in here are outstanding. I mean, they're really, and we need to raise our game, and we will.
Those are IMAX 8K.
Yeah. But it is, I think,
backdrop and everything.
Astounding. When you walk in the big room. And Sankey starts. I mean, it does feel like a presidential, you know. All right, here comes the president's going to tell us what's going on, and it'll be interesting.
Huge.
You know, I mentioned yesterday that he his first year in 2015, he mentioned he referenced a song. I just went blank on the name of the song that 1963.
Times are changing.
Times are changing, and so he usually tries to work in a music angle sometimes. But boy, you've got so much ground to cover with NIL, transfer portal, lawsuits,
legislation.
Congress. So it will be an interesting, you know, it'll move the needle today, most likely. He's very buttoned up. He very rarely makes a mistake. And so, you probably won't, hear anything that just blows you away, but he will cover all the bases.
The SEC has been blessed when you look at the landscape of college football sports leadership. The SEC's been blessed. Trey and I were talking about this during the break. Roy Kramer, the wisdom of going to the teams and the divisions and bringing in two more teams.
He was the first that really had a great
really
vision.
Really saw it and understood television. And then Mike Slive with the SEC Network and knowing built for the long haul. And then Sankey understanding the just massive shift in college and both football and basketball landscapes with NIL and transfer portal. And really, he's having to drag the rest of the NCAA with him.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's a visionary guy.
Yeah.
He really sees into the future well.
Interesting, too. The last two commissioners are northern guys, East Coast guys.
Yeah.
You know, and both attorneys.
Yeah.
Listen, you've got to be
Yankees.
You've got to be sharp to be in this business and to run the you know, I guess the Big Ten and the SEC are probably close in terms of value now. I don't know. What is the Big Ten payout for their team? $72 million, I think, for each SEC team.
Think about that.
Yeah, $72 million.
Here's a check. Thank you.
Yeah.
15 years ago, your athletic department budget was not $72 million.
Yeah, that's a great point. You got 16 members that are getting a check for that. So again, we talked about this yesterday. It's TV money. That's what's driven all this, because advertisers are beg for ways to get mass eyeballs, and football delivers. It's sorry baseball, sorry basketball. It doesn't deliver like football does.
We talked about this on my show yesterday, David. The 11 o'clock Arkansas-Memphis kickoff drew more viewers than Jimmy Kimmel or more viewers than Stephen Colbert. I'm just saying, you know, as just a regular TV show, to deliver, to your point, eyeballs, that's an SEC early morning, Saturday morning kickoff, and it's a couple million people that are going to watch that game. Then you get a primetime Saturday game.
Yeah,
that's a top 10 program for the week.
Yeah,
at a time when the network is or the landscape so stratified.
Why CBS gave up that primetime slot of the SEC?
I know. Well, and then if you look at the NFL has the top 30 shows.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not another show of any kind on any other network. It's all the NFL. You might get, you know, maybe one. I don't know what it would be. The Academy Awards used to be there, but not anymore. By the way, Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone, was released on this day in 1965, 2 years later than what we mentioned. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. Bill,
I'm going to step in. I'm going to step in and listen to the state of the room. State of the SEC, the commissioner's address, and be back after.
Who was best playing in the big room? Would it be Sinatra? Elvis?
You know, you never
Sammy?
Play. If you play if you use blue material, you'll never play the big room. So that's what Sinatra's advice was.
Yes. All right. Well, go have fun in there. Roger will also Gene Chizik. I think we're getting on the show. That'll be fun. He's got some great experience. Glad you're with us. Thank all of our sponsors. We'll mention those when we come back as well. Couldn't do it without them. All right. It is 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock
there
Eastern.
There you go, David. Good job.
This is the business we've chosen.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Perriman, Little Rock, next to UAMS Health.